Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
Bye.
shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Tours Radio, what the fuck is up, man? Monday. Motherfucker, if y'all calling online, give us a call. 323-642-1507. Hey, we got, what is that? Is that a Rabbi Lee?
Yeah, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah, what the deal is? Motherfucking JoJo.
Cracking with it.
Yo, what's up with y'all, man?
Had to do a little Christmas shopping. You know how that shit goes.
That nigga said Christmas
say my
shopping.
Name.
Sweet bee!
What's up, y'all?
Nigga, I always do your name even bigger than everybody else's name. What you talking about? Okay. And hey, Sweet bee! What the hell's going on?
I just
man, I'm like, I'm burnt place. From, nigga, I'm burnt from like two sides of the floor. I am burnt like a motherfucker. And I got to go out of town tomorrow. So that means I got to go and bust the snow off my face.
And what you been doing, JoJo?
Smoking. And then I just came from the weed place. So, you know.
That was that nigga Christmas shopping. That nigga, he go to the goddamn weed spot and just buy weed and shit. I went Christmas shopping. That nigga didn't go buy no toys for the kids or nothing. That nigga just went and bought some weed for us goddamn shit.
That's a lie. I just came from Old Navy and bought my son some outfits and shit.
Man, all them people, their clothes look like old people clothes over here. And I'm already getting old. I don't want to look old in a motherfucker.
I know, man. I think I gotta get cute for the next couple of days, so.
Yeah, let me get old and eat. Give me some fly shit. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm getting.
I'm gonna start wearing 14 different colors.
I don't know about all that, but yeah, whatever. You do that shit. Make yourself comfortable, my nigga. I was telling my nigga Big Chill, he over here right now. We done did an all-nighter plus. And I told him, I said, nigga, I had like 20 niggas in the truth, and 19 of them niggas is gone.
Yep, they abandoned their ship. But you know, at the end
hey,
of the
yeah.
Fucking...
Hey, walk the plank, nigga.
Jump in and get yep. 8-button sharks.
I told him, Delta, the only motherfucker got a True West tattoo, and I ain't even got one, but I'm going to get one before this year is out. I'm getting the whole logo, though. I'm going to get the whole logo. Fuck it.
I thought you was going to go ahead and get you a Garoppolo tattoo.
All right, fuck no, nigga. I wanted to go and slap the fuck out of that nigga last night. I was so mad.
Garoppolo.
That nigga said Garoppolo tattoo. Get the fuck out of here.
Garoppolo throw the pants on the outside.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You see what happened the other week. I mean, last week, you know, motherfucker talking about he was getting ready to come and slap me in the face with his dick. I'm still
hello,
mad about
man.
That shit.
Hello, hello. Can
you
anybody
was in
hear
a
me?
Big slapping move that day.
Again.
I'm still mad about that shit. So I don't give a fuck if the nigga like 90 years old, 100 years old, in a wheelchair, or whatever the fuck. If I ever see the nigga, I'm going to sock the fuck out his ass.
They going to catch you on camera like homeboy kicked an old
I
man.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to invite the camera. Everybody turn y'all camera on. Somebody going to lock this nigga whole life away, nigga.
Hello. Hello.
What up? Ain't no bitch in here. I'm just saying. What up?
Kick that nigga in the chest like Spartacus.
Spartacus! I'm just saying. What up, hell? What you talking about?
How y'all doing?
Huh?
How y'all doing?
We doing good.
Y'all doing good?
I heard what
was just going on with that man talking about that stuff. And today is Friday.
Today's Monday. What the hell?
I just thought I called in play for a minute. I didn't know.
Goddamn, you what? You been asleep for like 4 days type of shit?
He came in here and called in sound like Michael Sams.
That nigga said it's Friday. God damn it.
Oh my God. I play too
that
much.
That nigga smoked that weed.
He smoked that stick and now he's stuck on the days before.
That nigga that missed 4 days. Friday. Shut the shit.
That's what you call breaking the monotony.
Hey, look. All that nigga thinking about, nigga, like, what's today? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days layup after?
Y'all know I'm slow. Y'all know I'm slow. Don't do that. I'm slow. I'm big. Slow.
All right. And ain't nothing wrong with you being slow, nigga. You can be slow.
I cannot go anywhere.
We ain't gonna call you retarded. We gonna call you slow.
It's taking 4 days just to get to the phone. So y'all can't say nothing about me because I'm thinking about myself.
You just slow. That's all. It's, ain't nothing wrong with being slow. Just take your meds.
He sound like, hey, not only
if
do he sound like
meds,
Michael.
If you take your meds, maybe you might speed up a little bit.
Hey, not only do he sound like Michael Sams, he sound like Michael Sams when he was with the Rams.
Who was the president? Ask me who the president
is. That nigga be like, J. Edgar Hoover. That nigga be like, who the president? J. Edgar Hoover? John F. Kennedy? That nigga be late like a motherfucker.
I did not call
Obama
to disrupt this radio station. I did not do that on purpose. So if you're listening to Radio Land, they are targeting me right now.
We ain't targeting you, never. I'm just letting you know, Obama ain't the president no more.
Damn, who is?
That nigga said, who the president?
You put the target on you.
Hey.
Donald Trump the president.
Hell no. You know that. See, I told you that nigga. Look, one pill at a time, bro.
Joe Biden. All right. I'm up to par.
Nigga, ain't Obama still the president type of shit. Y'all motherfuckers is wild, man. That's why I fucks with y'all, cause y'all crazy as fuck. And see, that's what everybody else love about us. We be crazy on this bitch, cause y'all motherfuckers say, oh, that nigga say, nigga what? That motherfucker Donald Trump still the president?
I ain't have no business disrupting this show.
Hey,
I apologize.
You know how many times we got shut down when we used to talk about Trump? Every time we talk about Trump, them motherfuckers cut us the fuck off. They be like, y'all can't be talking about Trump.
Put some more down there. That's my shit. Let me ask y'all a question.
There you go.
Now, see, that's why I'm talking about black people, sis. When you sit around with black people and you're drinking and not thinking, you know, this nigga gonna poke liquor all on the floor trying to get me drunk.
Sis.
Nigga, I'm already 65%
thirsty. I told you it wasn't enough for a shot. You said it wasn't enough. You said fucking some more. So God damn it, some more.
Grind yourself for me. Go. Let me have another one of them edible.
I ain't eating no edibles. Fuck that.
I'm on edibles tonight. I'm on edibles tonight. Paul Mason and edibles.
Nigga, we had me and my country singer and my son. This motherfucker made a fucking cookie, but the shit was like the size of a pizza, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
mean
god. Old.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I was so fucked up. I couldn't comprehend what the fuck was going on.
You
hear me? I took one of my studios down to his house. I set the motherfucking studio up. It only took me about, you know, 20 minutes to hook it up.
Oh.
After I ate them edibles, it took about 3 hours for me to take the studio down and put it in the car. I ain't fucking with no edibles. Mm-mm. I like being buzzed like the rest of y'all motherfuckers, but I'm not. Fuck with them edibles. Them motherfuckers get you fucked up.
You know, ooh-wee. Man, I ain't feel like this since I was 17.
That nigga said, I ain't felt like this since I was 17. And what, you like 65 now, nigga?
I'm 50 minus a lunch basket. You heard me?
Crazy as hell. Let's do that.
AC,
what up, baby?
What's up, baby? True West Radio, we are live.
What's up, everybody? What's happening? What's happening, man? I can't call it. Y'all talk about them edibles. I take these melatonins, and I take this other little supplement.
Hey, he is really trying to do right in life. He's trying to do all right in life.
No, that's sleeping stuff. That's stuff that help me sleep. But sometimes y'all don't know. I might be fade out listening to the show, and I ain't gonna lie. But them edibles or that like RSO or something, you know what I'm saying? All that heavy duty shit like that, I'll be out.
Mm-mm.
And then
I think ooh shit, I think the beer do me just fine.
Yeah, I think I get up a little earlier too than some of y'all. I ain't gonna say some of y'all on the same time zone, but I think some of y'all West Coasters, man, y'all still be snoozing. I get up and kick the rooster cage in the morning to make sure he on his job.
Nigga, I'm the one to put the roosters on the block, nigga.
We get up at 5 a.m. in Cali.
I be up at 3, nigga. It's 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm up.
Yo. Say it. Special thanks to Confederate Real Soldiers. I want to do a special thanks to Confederate Real Soldiers. Confederate sent me a cycle today.
A who?
A cycle.
A cycle?
Yeah.
Motorcycle?
A cycle. Yeah. It's like a bicycle, but it's one of the exercise machines for, you know, when you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right now I am on True West Radio, and I'm paddling down the Venus Beach right now, checking out these girls in bikinis, you know, on my red screen. Yeah. So I'm riding a bicycle now. You know.
So, yeah.
If y'all hear me, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in the right position. I'm riding my shit. I'm be riding this bicycle all week motherfucking long on the radio.
I'm taking that he's special back. Yeah, he retarded.
I'm trying to
give you the benefit of the doubt and call you special, but
I'm
not.
Tired of all motherfucking ready.
Ooh, oh my god!
We're like a hill coming up right now.
It's like funny guy. With y'all, man. Hey, look, y'all, why, ooh, man? I gotta always deal with y'all crazy motherfuckers every goddamn week? Sweet B, would you tell them motherfuckers something?
Damn. Sweet Pea
don't even want to fuck with y'all.
She don't even want to answer me. Just fuck that. She don't want to answer me right now.
And fuck that.
She ain't fucking with y'all either, because you know y'all crazy as fuck too. God damn.
It's dry,
You gotta swear my folks don't even want to say that to y'all.
He's trash. He said it's dry, yay.
It's dry, yay.
It's money, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers.
Oh, my bad.
Crazy.
My bad.
Y'all motherfuckers still think it's Friday? What are y'all got these things on, man?
I'm lost in motion.
Y'all niggas days and got mixed up. Y'all think it's Friday? Monday? What y'all do this weekend?
I don't know why I'm going to go backwards in time. I don't know.
All right. All right. I'm telling you, crack kills, bro.
Well, I wish this was the crack. I wish this was the motherfucker. This shit here, right here, my nigga. This shit right here.
Yeah, man, y'all motherfucker. Niggas say it's Friday. Niggas, let me see. I'm trying to think. Today is Monday. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Mad Monday. Mad Monday.
Yeah, I y'all done said this shit so much, nigga. I'm thinking that it's actually Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked to
this Friday. Y'all fucking me up right now.
Say, on the cool, we starting the week off good. It's on the one right now, baby. If y'all not listening to True West Radio, you're hurting yourselves. Tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Is it Friday?
This is where you do what the fuck you want to do. Right here, right here.
Man, it's Friday. I think it's Friday. all the days is Friday now. Fuck that shit.
Hell yeah.
Hey, True West Radio, man. Give us a holler, 323-642-1507. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple of jam. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
On this Friday evening.
True West.
Yeah, let's get into a couple of tracks. True West Radio, give us a holler. Yeah, yeah.
To the homies, cry, baby.
You know, this DS, man. This Pasadena, we up here doing what we do. Huh? Pasadena, big guy. Big guy. Hey, I'm forbidden up in the cone of my L's. Just suspended my black ass, getting a rap. If ones go past, I hit the back streets, back streets. I'm the Pasadena back street king. I got the fast track in my backpack and enough hand to get my car kicking. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena back street king. As I roll down Lincoln, breath sinking, barely won't blinking, popping with the press cause I've been drinking. Thinking about my mission, mentally mapping out my maneuver, I'm Dewey bound, plus I've been blowing like a tuba. Due to the circumstance, I keep checking my rearview mirror, window cracks so I can hit a Pasadena PD, or the Altadena Sheriff, and it's a damn shame. I'm just dirty in the damn game, trying to do the damn thing, feel how this damn bang. I'm forbidden up in the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass, getting a rap if ones go past. I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena back street king. I got the fast track in my backpack and enough hand to get my car kicking. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena back street king. So stop it, coppers and choppers, you'll never stop, J-Norm. It's never complacent in my fingertips, is that the dreams that I've been chasing? Shit, thus far I've made it luckily. Learned to stay sucker free and reluctantly. Keep my heat stuck to me, but you wouldn't know it unless you drove the fuck with me. But oh no, a 4-4 on the floor, bro, was protection for my own ass, but a threat to the 4-4. So my flow go out of sight and out of mind, as I continue to smash and do my thing. And until I get cracked, I'll be the backstreet king. What? I'm forbidden to bend the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass, getting harassed if ones go past. I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena back street king. I got this fast stack in my backpack and enough hand to get my court again. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena back street king. What? Yeah, wait, it's a deal thing. JB, don't get it twisted, JB, you know. You know how we do.
What?
Ain't no bullshit packing up in this camp. But ask somebody. You don't.
Pasadena.
You gonna learn that lesson the hard way.
Holla. Holla.
You better check it. Huh? Backstreet King. Huh?
Can you picture young niggas in the rush to rough? Some hard timers in the pen at the crush and throat. Probably never even told him come. Too busy bullshitting, caught him with his mouth running. Anticipate that got me twisted in this game. The feds in the pump, holy point pistols at my brain. I wonder if I'm wrong, cause I'm thugged out. My homies murder execution style, running in the drug out. What was supposed to be an easy hit? Now shit is risky, niggas died over bullshit. Inside my chains, I'm seeing pictures of a broken man. No witnesses, only the questions of who spoke the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these fine times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. While all my homies had to die before they got to grow. And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer. One love to the thugs and that, see you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn, feel me. While trying to maintain through the pressure, hustle trying to make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game, but maintain, cause all things change, feel. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no disorder. To grab these games, bro, we need more bulls to squat your soul. Cause you know what you had to do. It's only victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got me flipping with the car running, driving at a dead end, blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only heart torn. My love led us to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause then it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel.
It's all the babies that died on the abortion table.
The price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. my skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Something for nothing, nothing for something. This shit ain't free, so I wonder why niggas be waiting. It's like paying $5 for a chronic sack. You can't get trash if you don't have. I don't give a fuck if you was too fucking great. If you don't have no money, then your ass gotta wait. I'll go somewhere else to get your shit paid. I don't care where you go, niggas wanna get paid. You can be the tightest rapper, fucking God's on earth. Trying to get shit for free, you get exactly what it's worth. A whack ass producer making Disneyland beat. Sounding like two ice cream trucks rolling up and down the same street. You had a chance with the five and you do it. We the tightest around this bitch, I thought that you knew it. So don't come back in the garage no more. If you do drop IDs when you walk in the door.
You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. West Coast for life. King Scratch, who I check out. Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out. I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short. My alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverse like a schizo. Three brain cells, but I'm still making hits, so I'll never quit, so I just get better with time. Number five with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they get paid, can't get paid. Off of that whack shit that they laid. They couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my tracks could camouflage the vocals, the locals. Yo, who's the tightest around? I got beats by the track, pulling buzz off a pound. And if you see platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. I murdered the mic, both of them spinning grenade balls. 10 times tighter than the average rap star. Lord of the underground, ripping the track. I'm acting the skills, spitting up acid rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the check. Born to hustle like Nino, posting with Zach. First enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting bigger every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, really, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, hook fella for life, nigga. With or without a record. You're doing nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit. On the streets to feel, you're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel.
I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. Because you got me fucked up. You probably sold a CD here and there and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make
20 copies sold.
It's gold plated. Your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9 to 5, cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Sink a swimmer, you could drown, then you walk through the pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty, shook jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My
figures ain't big mistake because I'm writing the real. You can try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like French Pacarello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in traffic, just stay right there because your shit ain't going nowhere.
You going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to fear. You going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to fear. You going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rocking live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio song.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love. My girl, Sweet Pea. What up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga, JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
Oh.
This is True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of
that Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Oh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
but hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? We back in this motherfucker. Be online. And I want to call in and get in with our madness. Give us a call, 323-642-5097. I'm just saying. Rev Ali. Sweet beans. And we got DJ F. Love. And we got 86
unmuted.
Up in this motherfucker. Unmuted. I mean, y'all motherfuckers got to talk now.
Yeah,
y'all, man.
Well, sometimes when I do that shit, I'll be like, go. Instead of when I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting. Sometimes I'll be at the bottom because I'll be late when I used to come in from that office job. I'll be waiting down at the bottom. Soon as I hear unmuted, it'd be like, here we go.
Hey, you know it's crazy because sometimes if it be like a lot of people on there and I don't scroll down and see y'all names, I mean y'all numbers, motherfucker be on hold for a long ass time.
That's what I'm talking about.
They can be on hold for a long time. Then you unmute it. Hell yeah.
I hate office job. I hate
to say customers. I'm tired of this motherfucker. I can't wait till the motherfucker put us on XM so we can go on and go fucking loose.
I'm saying,
what
did y'all do this whole weekend?
Yeah, put us on XM so we can just go. We'll be doing 3-hour shows or something on XM.
I'm trying to see what y'all did this weekend. Because I know ain't nobody had more eventful weekend than I did.
What, last weekend?
Yeah, the one just passed.
Oh, Lord. That was a long-ass weekend. That's why I'm kind of still, like, discombobulated right now. I did a video and I did 2 studio sessions in the same day. That was Saturday. I was so fucking tired.
Did you have to edit the video too?
No, I ain't edited the video yet. No.
I'm
going to
say, hell no, I'm not doing all that.
No, I shot the video and then I had 2 studio sessions, back to back. So I started like at 9 o'clock, and I didn't finish till like 11 or 12.
Man, I took my nephew to the petting zoo with my mama, because he called here. Last week, he asked me, did I want to go to the zoo with him? So I went to the zoo with him, but I ended up in the damn hospital.
The zoo? You went to the hospital going to the zoo?
After the zoo, I ended up going to the hospital. And I don't know. I'm really tired of this shit, but I think I got an answer when I went to the hospital. They said that my magnesium and my phosphorus is too low. That's why I keep going through these cells or whatever, but I asked my mom what that means because she a nurse. And she
went to the zoo and wind up going to the hospital.
Yes. Cause I had
from the zoo?
No. I had a seizure at a restaurant in front of people, man.
Oh, Lord.
It was fucked up.
So you had a seizure? Oh,
Too low.
Oh, my God.
In front of niggas.
Oh,
and
my
in front of my nephew.
Oh, my God.
Well, no. You okay, though? Shoot, it's all right.
My mom said, long story short, that means that I don't eat enough meat. But y'all know I'm allergic to a lot of shit. So I took all the shit that I'm allergic to out of my diet like a few months ago. And That's when I told JoJo this shit started happening. So I'm just gonna have to eat shit. Then I'm allergic to.
Oh my God.
I'm allergic to too much shit to go vegan. You know what I'm saying?
You,
I don't know.
You like my wife and my sister-in-law. Y'all aliens. That's what it is. Cause my wife,
well,
she can't eat no seafood.
I'm a Martian.
It's good to be a Martian, you know what I'm saying? Let's get some of them pebbles from up there so we can make some money. My sister-in-law, my wife, she can't eat seafood at all. My sister-in-law, she can eat everything except for shellfish, but she can't wear, like, if you got, like, a bracelet, gold bracelet, earrings and all that shit, she can't wear that shit because it should have fucked her up.
It got to be real for me, or else my skin going to turn all them weird-ass colors and stuff.
I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, so all your life you was a kid, you couldn't wear no earring. You can't wear no necklace. I'm like, yep, y'all motherfuckers aliens.
It got to be real, or at least 925.
And I can
wear that.
She can't wear no fucking metal.
Damn, now that's fucked up.
I'm
I be feeling bad when I meet people that got allergies and shit that's worse than mine. I'll be like, damn. I didn't think it was possible.
The only thing I'm allergic to is tomatoes. Now, I'm going to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to slide me a tomato if you're trying to kill me type of shit. You know what I mean?
And I didn't tell nobody. I had went on a sale for like 2 or 3 weeks where I was just eating nothing but pizza. But see, pizza, it had a lot of meat on it. It got cheese on it. It got tomatoes on it. All of that stuff got magnesium and phosphorus in it. So it makes sense why I was in my little beans.
I could eat tomatoes if they like cooked. Or something like that. I just can't eat a raw tomato. So, like, if I got a hamburger and I bite that motherfucking hamburger and they got a tomato with it, I check it all the time any motherfucking way. It don't make no difference. I'll take a bite out of goddamn tomato. It's a wrap. All my shit shit down. That's the only thing I'm allergic to. You know what I mean? And I'm allergic to black widow bites.
Yeah, and we all. Who
that shit almost killed me. That was worse than a fucking tomato. I got bit by that black widow. That was worse than a tomato. I eat 20 tomatoes before I get another motherfucking black widow bite.
You allergic to the Dallas Cowboys too?
Huh?
You allergic to the Dallas Cowboys too?
Oh my God!
See, I told you, okay, that's one of the symptoms right there. Oh my
hey, watch
God!
This.
Oh.
Watch this. Shut the fuck up. Oh, how about that, nigga? When you get muted? No, I'm just. I'm fucking with you.
Unmuted.
I muted that nigga. Unmuted him real quick. You know, I cut y'all motherfuckers off for talking that bullshit, right? I'm just saying. Y'all motherfuckers get on my nerve talking about them goddamn Dallas Cowboys every fucking day.
This all like Cassidy must not be on here. He ain't jumping yet.
I don't know. Wait, let me see. JoJo done. I don't know where JoJo went.
He might be working.
That nigga smoking. That nigga rolling the blunt. He'll be back. Real, if you don't stop that bullshit, cuz.
What you mean? I only did it 3 times.
That nigga said only 3 times. Shit. Man, I'm hungry. You know what I want? I want some gumbo like a motherfucker. I'm sorry. I know, Rev. I know you don't eat no gumbo. You know, I know you want to get your motherfucking your wheatgrass and your motherfucking tofu type of shit. But I need some gumbo.
Somebody make a lot of noise on their phone.
Vegans got gumbo. It might be me, because I don't wash the clothes.
You know what? I ain't never made gumbo. I need to sit down and try to get some of that shit cracked.
Man, the root is the secret. I couldn't get the root down, the black root. If I can get the black root down, I'll have it.
Yeah, because that's what they always say. They were saying the rule, if you get the rule right.
Mm-hmm.
All the other shit, you just throw in that bitch.
I don't know how to make me myself. I know how to make gravy.
If I go out here to Loveland and I'll win me enough money, I'm going to come back home and make me some goddamn gumbo. I already got the goddamn shrimp. I just go and get some crips and put the crips in there, you know what I'm saying? And it's old.
You know
what I'm saying?
I want to give you some scratch-offs from gumbo. Make me think of my stepdad, R.I.P. I need to give me some scratch-offs in his memory.
I think I'm about to fuck some shit up. I'm going to go out here and cheat. I just don't want to cheat because my mama there with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I shoot dice. I cheat like a motherfucker. But I don't want to get kicked out of the casino because I'm shooting dice. And then my mom is going to be like, we got to go home because your ass cheating? I could go on that motherfucker and win at least about motherfucker $1,500.
I'm just trying to understand how you going to cheat, though. What's the cheating about?
You know, the thing about it is we shoot dice like a motherfucker. So if you stack the dice a certain way and throw them high into the back, they always come up the same number. And
is that cheating or is that just being professional?
No, they call it cheating. Because we was doing that shit in Vegas, me and my boy Feeler. We was doing that shit in Vegas. They came down there with the suits and told us we had to leave. We left by the time we got to the next casino, the suits was out there waiting for us. They were like, y'all ain't welcome here. So we couldn't go to no casinos in Vegas, like right on the strip. We had to go downtown, so we went out there and start doing the same thing. They kicked us up out of there. See, the thing about it is, shooting dice is crazy, because all you got to do is, like, if you stack seven all the way around the dice, so if you pick up the dice and the motherfuckers is seven all the way around and you throw them high into the back, if you do it right, it's always going to come out seven. And then we got bets all the way around the board to where we can't lose anyway. Even if we lose, we win. And you do the same thing. If you roll a six, you stack six all the way around the dice and throw it high to the back. And nine times out of ten, it's coming out six or four. The running mate, so you still going to win. I'm just telling y'all some. I'm giving y'all some dice love on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
and when they figured out what we was doing, they were like, y'all got to go. We was winning too much money. Now, that's if you know how to shoot dice. But then you got to know about everything that's on the board. So you got CNE, horn bets. You got field bets. You got all of these damn bets that you can make to where you can never lose. you'll lose a little bit, but you'll win more. They're like, y'all got to get the fuck out of here. So I don't know. I think I'm going to get ready to go out. This motherfucker is cheap. I know they won't let me turn my phone on, but I'll let y'all know what happened.
You need to take your little camera on the suit camera thing with you.
Oh, hell yeah. I put that motherfucker right on my goddamn shirt. So, no. Hell yeah, I'm going to do that motherfucker. Let me charge that bitch up right now. Yep.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it's so fucking easy. You put money all the way around the goddamn dice board. You're going to win no matter what. You might lose a couple of dollars, but you're going to win a couple of dollars. So you can just sit that motherfucker and just roll dice all day.
I don't like gambling, though, with professional people or, like, playing games with them because I don't really gamble because I don't really play a lot of games at all. You know what I'm saying? I was raised by myself, just me and my sister, so it wasn't a bunch of people. But I have a very good understanding. I understand well, so I pick up on things. So people, they get mad at me because I'm not good. I'm not a professional at stage. I'm going to ask you the rules before I start. So once I start playing, I'll have the hang of it. But they think that I'll be hustling. And I'm like, I'm not hustling. I might have played stage maybe about like 10 times throughout my whole life. And every time I played, somebody got mad at me thinking I know how to play.
Well, I mean, picking up shit is easy like a motherfucker. Cause I mean,
and niggas think I be hustling them though.
I hustle the fuck out of them motherfuckers, especially when it come down to pool. That's the biggest hustle ever. I would shoot a motherfucker. Nigga, I had a pool table in my backyard for years, so I learned how to do everything on the pool table. Like a what? I be pool hustling like a motherfucker. I pull us in your ass, I shoot some goddamn craps on your ass, or I domino your ass to death.
You know, I'm decent at pool now because even right now we still got a pool table in our garage. So I'll be halfway decent at pool.
Yeah, I fucked them
now,
up.
Now, when they start playing like, oh, we going to play full ball and this ball, like, nah, we going to do that. We're going to play the regular eight ball, whatever. Now, if you want to call the pocket, we can do that too, but I ain't that good at that, so it might
now
go
you,
another
I
pocket.
I be playing nine ball. I love playing nine ball. I play just a regular pool, but I love nine ball. That way you gotta get all the numbers in a row, you know what I'm saying, one through nine.
Okay. That sounds decent. That sounds a little bit harder than the regular thing. Because, I'm taking my thing, you know, you strike a solid and it's going down when you get to the eight ball.
No, nine ball, you gotta knock the balls in concession. One ball, two ball, three ball, four ball, five ball. All the way to nine. Yeah,
so what, you just taking turns doing that, or what?
Well, I mean, when you break, then the first ball you got to knock in is number one. The next ball you got to knock in is number two. Next ball, number three, and so forth and so on, all the way up to nine. The last ball you got to knock in. So it ain't like... Like when you play a regular pool, and then you say, okay, you stripes, and then he's solid, and you just knock him in random, nine ball, you got to knock all the numbers in one at a time.
That sounds a little bit more complicated, but...
Oh, yes.
I'm
pretty
sure
it,
I would get the hang of
that, too. That shit is fact. I love playing.
Then they be like, we gonna call all the pockets. I'm like, oh, fuck you, I ain't doing that. I didn't say I was a professional. We ain't playing for money. It's supposed to be fun. I ain't calling all the pockets.
Mm-mm. And see, you know, when we play just regular eight ball, we got to call the goddamn pocket. We call the pocket to where whatever you shooting at, it got to go in that pocket. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it depends on who you playing with. It depends on who you playing with. Everybody got their own little rules when it comes down to the guys. But, you know, we call in pockets. That means you got to knock that ball in that pocket. You know. And if you play nine ball, you got to go one, two, three, through nine. You got to go through nine, and you got to knock the balls in and the numbers that they are.
That's too hard when you're trying to call all the pockets, too.
No, I mean, you don't have to call the pockets on nine ball. You just got to knock the damn ball in the number, you know, where it's at. So if it's one, you got to knock number one in. Now, see, if you got all these goddamn balls cluttered up and number two is behind everything else, it's harder to make that number two come the fuck out. Yeah. So it's just, I love it. This shit is fun. But anyway, we got 46 minutes left. Let me see what I got on my goddamn schedule. Because we got to play a couple of more motherfucking joints. My nigga Big Chill over this motherfucker. Quiet as a motherfucker. This nigga over here ain't saying a goddamn word.
Oh, you got company?
Yeah, shit. Nigga, we done pulled an all-nighter plus. We was in here all night last night. And we in this motherfucker again. This motherfucker been here but damn near 2 days. That's how we do it over here at the True. You know what I mean? Let me get into a couple of songs. We're going to be right back. True West Radio, give us a call. 323-242-1597. We up in this motherfucker. Let's go Los Angeles. Fuck.
From the city of Killer Cali that don't sleep, Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy tasting that. Skrilla, for real, let's take it to the Bay, yeah. On my way to Sac Town, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there, yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the SC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Kinfolk.
Soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game. On God, this love is pain.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted. Describe me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish. You get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids the face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip. Champagne in the air. We buy our clothes when we get there.
Yeah.
And when we done, we coming home to celebrate, thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
first picked up the mic. I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite, giving all that I got to every show that I rock. Studio a live show, blowing up any spot, putting fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with KD since it was AM 1580. Before Tyrese was dropping lately, Exhibit was pimping, rising ghosts was still Jamie. The only thing that's new is the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like you, true Angelino. Yeah, yeah. This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo.
Always believe your eyes. What they don't want us to see is we stuck behind enemy lines. These shackles ain't on our feet, we shackled in our minds. Long as we sleep, we ain't advancing, just here wasting time. The world protesting streets, praying that they recognize our lives matter, really we're just trying to survive and climb the ladder in over our heads. 400 years since our worst fears, ancestors sold out by their peers. Brought over here back then, shackled like some type of steer. Labeled slave, that's when the family structure disappeared. For us, every day out of a grave is a good day. For us, life expectancy ain't years, we living day by day. That's why I celebrate every day like the Last Supper. Break bread and commune with my people, knowing the enemies among us. We in the last days, can't hide the truth behind a mask. A blinker out, you get pulled over, this could be your last. Knee off our neck, you took me off our neck. We always got people. Last time that I checked, you don't consider us equal. Your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck. Get your knee off our neck. Get your knee off our neck. We always got people. Last time that I checked, you don't consider us equal. Your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck. I can't breathe from under your knee. All we want is peace. But remember what happened last time we turned the other cheek. Martin Luther King was gunned down in these streets. But y'all respected the Panthers for carrying heat. I can't teach my people not to protect theyself. If police part of the problem, where do we go to for help? Even by yourself, never think you can't make a difference. But there's power in numbers with solidarity and conviction. Out here getting it by any means necessary. We in the trenches with loyalties and varies. Some just out here for attention. But what happens when there's no cameras? And they get the lynching, for black reality ain't so glamorous. It gets scandalous behind the scenes in dark alleys. Sparks a million deep trying to shine a light with these rallies and with both that tally. Hopefully enough to make a difference. Y'all lucky we in it for equality, not revenge. Need more black business. Knee off our neck. Get your knee off our neck. We always got people. Last time that I checked, you don't consider us equal. Your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck. Get your knee off our neck. Get your knee off our neck. We always got people. Last time that I checked, you don't consider us equal. Your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck.
My flow flows remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sniff the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy the girl from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking bitch, yeah.
What you gonna do with it, Tupac?
Yeah, where the motherfucking dogs at? Throw your motherfucking middle finger. We gonna do this shit like this. I thank the Lord for my many blessings. Blow the stress and keep a back from possession. From the barrel of a smith and weapon. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my Mexican. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, a straight soldier. Walking at the busters, no matter how you fuck. Niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate, then we multiply. You see me strike another block, can't hold us. Driving like a motherfucker, living like I want to. It ain't no stopping at the red light. I'm sideways, thug like motherfucker, crime. Pain, let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in a high speed, safe with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
It's Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Time to make yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches is scary, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpacked prisons. Billions of niggas thugs living precious. Three straps, hope they don't tell us. They pull a heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of stand, let me slide down. Piss through some place, they got me. Feeding for coming, seeding money, be going to suck 'em. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated in the sickness behavior. Cop the cop, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Label the mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, moved the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Nigga got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defensive. It's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick. And though we rip whole crews, niggas snoop. We came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want a young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Will I dash on niggas once I mash these figures? I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail?
Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking Indo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blue. Jacking like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest. Nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah. It was back in belly. They told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing outside the front. Niggas saying, God damn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy. I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani. All them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out. Rapping and stealing and making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots. Fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never saw me, never let me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew. Survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick to make it all fun.
Don't.
Look at this Death Row West Side, nigga. Fuck them all. West side, nigga.
Get your cash
West
on,
side.
Nigga. To keep
you know how we do
rubber
it.
Niggas close their eyes. See their dreams and they sleep, death row.
Don't fall asleep, nigga. Don't fall asleep. Eyes open. Sleep wide open.
Get your cash on, nigga. Rubber niggas close their eyes.
Quit staring at me like an infrared, nigga.
Fall asleep.
Pictures of plenty. Sipping my glass full of Henny. Hands on my semi. Automatic kill for pennies. Approach for contact. Cause I'm live, I multiply. Soon as I open fire, niggas die. With open eyes, scared to take a nap. It's a trap, a long maze. Dreaming of getting stacks, making scraps the wrong way. What the song say? We murder motherfuckers daily. Blackout, blow the track out. My lyrics never fail me. I inhale strong weed to release the stress. Deliver the bomb shit from the east to west. Like, yeah, yo, niggas pull out when I face up. Get your beep. Up and niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Yeah, don't fall asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga, if you beep. Up and niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Now in this life I'm leading, I try to see, but I fail. I'm thinking I should have listened when the teacher was teaching. I bells through life with more finales than a book you give me. But in school I played the fool, I'm flighty. Should have took a Disney. Now I'm in a position.
With a blood full of chronic. I creep, don't sleep. I watch your flow, catch it slowly. Don't fall asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga, if you peep. Other niggas close they eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga, if you peep. Other niggas close they eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep.
Don't go to sleep, nigga. Don't go to sleep. Outlaws, nigga. Outlaws. Motherfucking MOB. Money over bitches. Bullets to the tricks. You know what time it is, nigga. Don't go to sleep. Bad boy killer. There's no one realer. My B killer. You know X killer. All you niggas die in your motherfucking sleep. Go ahead and close your eyes, motherfucker. You sleeping on it. Close your eyes, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Turn up your Lamborghini
Mercy. Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? We back, man. Y'all online listening, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. If not, y'all ain't got a call. Sit y'all motherfucking ass right there. Rev Ali, sleepy. And my man, 86, you know what I'm saying? I think 86, he called, don't say nothing. I think he just did. Wait for us to play the song, nigga. I'm gonna play your song, nigga. I'm gonna play all three of them. Back to back.
I'm all. I hear you. I'm out here.
You out there, man?
Yeah, I'm
hell
out
yeah.
Here, man.
I hear you. I'm glad you're calling in, man. You out there working hard or hardly working?
Yeah, you know it, man, little bro. I'm just trying to get this trade school going and get these youngsters, man, so I'm going to teach them the trade where I can fall back and I ain't got to be hands-on, you know, so I'm trying to put that in motion. Focusing on, you know, so in the next year, that's going to be up and running and then I can, you know,
yeah, I think I really think next year is getting ready to be like we can just go on and take the goddamn whole whatever it is, whatever we trying to take over. I believe we gonna take it over next year. I mean, we still got that old COVID bullshit and some new shit coming out, but I think that we I think we get ready to go on and do some shit, man. I believe. And if y'all motherfucking XM radio motherfuckers is listening, we need our goddamn show. So give us our shit so we can do what we do. I was going to call them fucking bastards, but I ain't going to do that. They'd be like, nope. Yeah, never get a show now. You call us fucking bastards.
I just want to know why black people started calling that shit the Omarion.
What? What, the virus? They call that shit Omarion, huh?
He was calling it that Omarion. Y'all heard about that Omarion?
Nigga, they got that Omarion virus. That's just funny.
All the black people, man, you know.
That's it. Them motherfuckers, man, this is just, I don't know. Whoever made the goddamn virus needs to be dead.
Yeah, I was trying to punch the shit out of them with both hands.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker, because somebody made this shit. Okay, so the shit just come out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere. Somebody made that motherfucker. I guarantee you ain't nobody going to admit that they made the motherfucker, but whoever it is, they just need a whole little, a hot one, right? Wherever it's getting ready to take their ass out. They need a hot one, for real.
This is the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, because, you know, they used to do shit, even back in the days, they would try to do population control. So what the motherfuckers would do is they would put these viruses out to kill, like, especially black people. You know what I mean? They'll put it in a certain thing to where the population control will be like, they can control the population. You can't control the fucking population. Nigga, the only thing that can happen is the goddamn Earth got to get bigger. Or we got to go to Mars or the moon or something like that. Because right now, it's probably about 1,000 babies being born right now. So what is that doing?
Probably
more than that. So what the motherfuckers trying to do is do population control. And population control went out of motherfucking hand. You got to kill some of these motherfuckers because there's too many people on the planet. Now, who the fuck got the goddamn authority to fucking kill or detect how many motherfuckers? You know, the motherfuckers in China, you could only have 2 kids.
Yeah, I saw that shit. And you know, that's why so many of them came over here. They let them come for that reason.
In China, you could only have 2 goddamn kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if you had a third kid? What the fuck is going to happen to the third kid?
You had to put it up for adoption.
I don't know. I was just asking a question, but if that's what it is, okay. But
yeah.
You could only have, them motherfuckers in China could only have 2 kids, my nigga. 2 kids?
2 kids.
I know some of these old ratchet-ass motherfuckers out here got like 7 or 8 kids. And they 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A lot of people leave China for that reason, too. That's why Chinese people are all over the world now, because they go where the fuck they can have their kids at. Because people are tired of, you know, throwing their kids away and shit like that. People
won't say kids. I mean, 2 weeks is on. You know what I'm saying? But I got 3 kids. Well, 3 grown motherfuckers now. But that's what them motherfuckers need to do over here in the U.S. You got to be like, dude. I got, man, I'm telling you, I seen this girl. This girl had them 7 goddamn kids. And she ain't doing a motherfucking thing for them. They barely surviving. Y'all need to do that shit in L.A. Y'all need to do that shit in California. Y'all motherfuckers.
You want to
two or three kids minimum. God damn.
They barely surviving because ain't nobody taught them how to grow their own food and shit like my grandparents used to do. My grandma was one of 13, but my daddy, the grandson, was raised on a farm. So it's a big-ass difference being raised on a farm and being raised in a goddamn ghetto.
Mr. E, what up, baby boy? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling pretty good, man. Just got out of the hospital about an hour or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, got to, what you call it, do dialysis 3 days a week, and then I guess they're going to try to put a defibrillator in my heart, so it's one day at a time. Shoot. 86 has made me see, what you call it, like, you're going to get on the show. I forgot today was even Monday. Like, yeah, I get home and take my bath and eat.
86, I thought you was getting ready to go and grab them and take them down there with you.
Yeah, I'm down here with me. He right up the road from me.
That nigga said right up the road.
Yeah, he about 15 minutes up the road. Yeah, I'm down here in Florida. He right up the road.
Oh, okay. As long as he's close, so y'all can, you know what I'm saying? Because he said your mama there was talking about coming to get your ass and you wasn't going or something.
No, they came and got me, but see, it was with the insurance. See, I even had that problem down here. I got that disability, and with the insurance, they say, we're going to cover this, that. This is what we ain't going to cover. We're going to do this, and this, and that. So you got to get all that stuff switched over from states and get onto these different plans, and then they like, we're going to try to charge you, like, damn near $500 a month insurance premiums and all that stuff. You see?
I'm happy that you 15 minutes away from your brother, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, but see, that's what it is. It's like Arkansas, it's like I paid like $148 off my Medicare premium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I done paid in all them years, for 30-something years I done worked. I done paid in out my check every week, and then you got to pay a premium every month plus a prescription premium every month, then you got to pay for your medicine. So then with Florida was like, well, you're going to have to pay extra to cover your heart and cover your kidneys and all that stuff under the Florida plan. You're going to have to pay this extra 200 and something supplemental on top of the 148. I'm like, now y'all want me to pay down there $400 and something over $400 a month out of a disability check just to go see the doctors and for kidneys and heart and all that. And I was like, well, shit, man, until y'all can get that right, I just can't jump up and move like that. And I said, you cutting into my check.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's some kind of something that you could do to where you don't have to fuck around and do all that shit like that.
Well, I had to, but the only good deal I got out of it, the summer gun done gave me $140 worth of food stamps for November, December, then it goes down to, $104 after January. We get that Social Security raise, and then the raise they give me, they offset that by deducting from my damn food stamp. So I said $104, hell, I can get me a loaf of bread and some tuna fish and survive.
That's about all you can get. Motherfucker, I want my health being right and then not having to pay all that goddamn money. Fuck them food stamps.
Man, you'd be amazed, man, how the world goes. If you don't work, you can get more benefits than what you call it. They wouldn't give me a raised toilet seat, a shower chair, none of that. Cane, walker, I done had to pay all that stuff out of pocket.
Yeah.
But if I didn't
if you was in Cali,
life,
nigga, they done took care of all that.
They wouldn't, what you call it, wouldn't even give me a scale, man. I was like, man, what, a little scale to stand on the way? Y'all won't even give me that? And I was like, well, shit, man, what am I sitting up there? What's the benefits of having Medicare if you don't get nothing? That's you done worked 35 years, and then you get disabled.
I ain't fucking with them. Because, I'm in some pretty good health, but I wouldn't. That's why I couldn't move out there. I couldn't move there. I can't move to Texas. Because no matter how fucked up California is, I know that they take care of your motherfucking ass. All that shit that you don't have, we get it. You know what I mean? Even though I don't need it yet. And hopefully, shit, I just go on and motherfucking fight my way all the way out, nigga. I want to be 99 doing the same thing I'm doing right now. But
yeah, I tell anybody, man, it's what you call it. My mom had to find that out because she been on the phone just like she would tell me, no, you delaying and coming now. She got to get down here. She on the phone wrestling with them just like the junkyard dog the same way I told her. I've been wrestling with them same folks trying to do my transfer, but it ain't no easy fix. So they like, oh, we're going to add this. We're going to take this. This going to subtract these three things and add you one. It's like you're going to take three things away and give me one. So which one do I take?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's like, I don't know. Like I said, I was talking to Have Love earlier, and I say, you know, in California, them motherfuckers look out like a motherfucker. I mean, the cost of living is, like, way higher. But at least out here, you know, well, we have to motherfuckers look out for you. You know,
yeah,
all that stuff
that's
that you need. But them motherfuckers,
I mean,
man... And you know, I'm going to tell you the stupid thing about all of it, no matter where we at. It ain't your fucking money.
Right, but I'm like, you can shoot a rocket at a moon rock, but
yeah,
you can't sit up here and take care of these people. And I'm like, look, I done paid for 35. I was throwing the Sacramento Bee back in 1989. Facts.
What?
1989, 90, and 91. So I've been working since 1989, so I was 13. So all them years I done paid in to Medicare don't count for nothing, really.
Them motherfuckers, look, this is the thing that fucks me up. How come these motherfuckers, they give you a hard time and it ain't your fucking money? It ain't their money.
Well, see, you got to look at 35 years of you putting your money in the bank account, right? And then when you go to draw it out, they're like, no, we can't let you draw 100 out unless you put 150 in. It's like, wait, you want me to put 150 in to draw 100 out? That's like what it is. I mean, I paid 35 years in. I can't get a grape to turn into a raisin at the grocery store.
All these motherfuckers who just working, they got a job. Okay, they got a job. They got to do their job. But why in the fuck do you gotta take your job so serious? They'll be like, all right, Mr. Scratch, let me give you your money. It ain't your fucking money, but they want to give you, we gotta go and do this, do that, go through here, sign this paper, bring this paper. Bitch, it ain't even your money. Just send me goddamn money.
Man, Scratch, I've been on phone interview for 2 hours, and then after the end of 2 hours, they say, well, we don't think you qualify. You said you can wipe your butt by yourself, so
see,
you don't qualify for paying, what you call it. I was trying to get it where they pay my mom, what you call it. And you tell me that you can wipe your own behind, say you need assistance cooking, but you can wipe your own behind. It's like, okay, you don't qualify. They want you to be, well, you damn near paraplegic. You can't even move your damn head to swallow. And then, we'll get you all the help you need. But the minute you tell them, I can use the bathroom by myself, you don't qualify. You're just a number one, and you got to be a number three to qualify. I'm like, ain't
well, okay, so you got to be damn near dead in order for you to qualify.
Right.
Oh, see, that's why niggas go postal, my nigga.
People
go
blind in one eye.
They fuck around. And you try to do everything that the motherfuckers tell you to do. Oh, call this motherfucker, sign this paper, do this, that. And
right, I got three toes amputated. They denied me 3 times. I guess every toe I got cut off, they denied me 3 times my disability. I wrote the judge in Shreveport, said I'm about suicidal because I can't take this no more. They talking about waiting over two years to get some money, and I got to pay $519 a month back then just for insulin. I was out of $800 out of pocket just for medicine a month. So I'm like, hell, I ain't got no insurance. They had denied me Medicaid, so I'm like, I'm just stuck to trying to survive the best way I can. And that judge wrote me back 3 weeks later because I started sending the paperwork about my kidney. She said, you fully favorable. And everybody was like, how come you did not get it with your toes amputated? I said, man, when you black, that's the last thing they want to do is give you, no disrespect, but that's the last deal they want to do is give you disability. And they said, you should have got it with your toes. You had your big toes, 3 toes, and the bone removed out your foot. And they still didn't give it to you. I said, hell no. They trying to tell me wait 9 more months after I done waited a year and a half. That was just for a hearing. That wasn't to get it. That was just for a hearing to see if I was going to get it. I wasn't taking another 30 days.
Mr. E, you are a better man than me. I could damn, I damn sure pat you on the back 1,000 times because if I was in your situation out here, I'd have been ape shit already. Motherfuckers gonna have to, somebody gonna listen or, nigga, if I got three toes gone, three motherfuckers gonna get shot. That motherfucker gotta do something.
I done all that. If you think I didn't do the food with them, Social Security, food stamp offices and all that stuff, but before I got my disability, all the way till I got it and then some, you crazy as hell. I said, you got these people coming in from all over the world, and they can come in, get $50,000 checks, open up businesses, get food stamps, goddamn extra food stamps, stimulus money, all kind of money. And y'all mean to tell me I can't get a goddamn dime, not one dime. My mama, if she was in the room right now, she'd tell you they don't fight for nothing.
I couldn't
do it. That's how America is.
I couldn't do it. I could not fuck around and I couldn't deal with this, bro. I'm sorry. I mean, no matter, I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I ain't the dullest knife in the drawer. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I stopped making beats back in 2018 when I wasn't talking about
fault.
And them summer guns, oh, we can't do this. We can't do that.
Shit,
we got to keep
going. I'm going ape shit about something that I'm entitled to. I need to have this. I need it. Man, I just went. I lost it all the way around.
I was selling weed. I had to sell weed to survive. I said, hey, to sell weed, survive or die without no insulin. I told my mama, what you want me to do? Well, I got a choice to make. And that's what did that whole time. I didn't have no choice. You paying $820-something worth of medicine. And you can't get no assistance, and everybody just looking at you crazy.
Once again,
long-term disability from the job. They canceled that out.
That's why I could never leave Cali. At least I know Cali.
Mm-hmm.
I know Cali. Cali ain't, no matter how high everything is, there's one thing about Cali. I know Cali. They do things different out there in Texas. They do things different out there in Florida. They do different shit everywhere. But it's one thing I know about California. If you supposed to have it, they gonna give it to you. And then on top of that, if they don't want to give it to you, you can go gangster on everybody around this bitch.
I'm gonna tell you about California. You can tell the kids gonna get out of your teeth. If them men want to wear women's underwear in prison, they sue for the right to want to wear women's underwear. In California, they got some.
They're doing that because of the marijuana tax revenues. If they didn't have the marijuana tax revenue, they probably cut half of that out.
No, they do sex change for them. They do sex change for inmates and all types of stuff. They got inmates getting
stimulus checks.
Yeah, these motherfuckers is.
No,
I mean,
that was fraud. They was doing fraud there.
Yeah, that was all fraud.
The
they couldn't get the motherfuckers in jail.
They was getting the
motherfucking unemployment. Them big ass unemployment checks, nigga was getting like fucking 30 or 40 racks.
They getting PPP.
And the motherfuckers in jail, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, okay. So my mother's getting 30, 40 racks in jail. Nah, you can't do that.
Yeah, they know the system. I got a partner. He one of the coldest ones out there, Scratch. That some gun ain't never worked a job. Got a $400,000 house paid for and two Harley Davidson anniversary editions. And then some. He bust checks on dead folks.
Yep. Well, you know, the whole thing about it is, see, I applied for that goddamn, unemployment shit. And they was going to give me like $23,000. And something fucked up. And I wasn't able to get it, right? I'm glad I didn't get it. Because everybody who got that bullshit is getting ready to have to repay it or go to fucking jail. I'm happy. Yeah. I wanted that shit. I was like, damn. You know what I could do with $23,000? And them up denied me. But then I start thinking, I'm like, I'm glad they denied me. Because now, nigga, you know how much motherfucking money you going to have to pay back or you're going to fucking jail?
You know, look at the ones who went and bought $1.7 million worth of lobster tails and coats and cars. Now you got to pay that back plus go do about 10 years.
Yep. I'm so glad I didn't fucking do that. I'm glad I didn't get that money. Because I'd have got the money out of... Niggas gonna live it up, do all this fucking thing they wanna do with the money and all that shit. And then, I'm glad you had fun because your ass about to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to go to jail. I'm so happy I didn't get that fucking money. Yeah, I'm happy. Because I know a lot of motherfuckers who got that money and they living the fuck up right now. And they punk ass about to go to jail. They going to jail. Or they going to have to pay the motherfucking money back.
Now they doing both. It ain't no war. You got to pay the money back. It ain't no choice.
Yeah, pay the money back and go to jail.
Yeah,
I'm glad I...
What they say, when you in school, you learn your colors, and it's to the alphabet you need to learn, the IRS and the FBI. You don't need to learn ABCs. It's the IRS and the FBI.
Yeah,
only letter you need to learn.
Because I was thinking about that shit. Because when they was going to give me the money, I was sitting up there thinking about that shit. Oh, we got 12 seconds left. True Us Radio, man, we getting ready to be out of here. Y'all ain't got to hang up. But we out, True Us Radio. I see y'all Friday. I ain't going to be on Wednesday, but, you know, True Us Radio, 323-642-5097, we out. But, when the motherfuckers said they was getting ready to take everybody that got that shit fraudulently, them niggas is going to fucking jail. I was so glad, nigga. I was like, damn, because I was looking. I was like, man, nigga, 23 racks, I could really use that shit. I started thinking about all the stuff I was getting ready to do with that 23 racks.
One of them niggas from Pretty Ricky going down.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, for his pride, yep.
They all, everybody who got that. Everybody who got that shit is about to go. They're about to get served.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad
that
everybody had fun.
I was sleeping that woman in Houston. She was up there crying. She was like, hey, I don't know how I got to go. She went and got all that and went and bought that house and the Range Rover. And now they done took her food stamps, her Section 8 and all that stuff. And she don't need it because she went and bought a house. But now they finna confiscate all that. Then she got an 11-year plea. And that's it. Once you went to college, you don't even get no government assistance no more. So no more Section 8, no more food stamps.
Everybody is going the fuck down. The motherfuckers, it's just a matter of time. You know what I'm saying? All the motherfuckers getting ready. Like, I'm glad I didn't do that shit. Because then that'd have been my third strike. So that means I still would have went to jail for 25 years.
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to find out what happened to the girl I used to talk to. Her and her old man got jammed up with a whole bunch of stuff. Everybody said, how the hell they get out? Feds got them, and they was on a no bond. And I said, y'all already know. They said, they sing because I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I sing. They're going to be singing like a summer gun. I had her cousin call me and tell me, and then my homeboy called and tell me, man, guess what, who out? And I said, y'all ain't got to tell me. I said, I kind of figured that because she got 8 kids now. So she probably went crying, oh, I got my kids. And then, okay, well, this is what you're going to have to do. There ain't no way you get caught with down there 2 pounds of meth, cocaine, ecstasy pills, hydrocodones, marijuana, and all that stuff, and then assault rifles.
Oh, she's super snitch.
And the feds came
and
got you. Took everybody down. Yeah, both of them. Yeah, both of them was out. They was out hugged up on Facebook, and everybody was like, "Oh shoot!" So they called me. I hadn't seen it since 2013. So I was just like, "Yeah." My boy called and her cousin called to tell me, like, "Well, I said, y'all already know what they doing."
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know.
Well, but yeah, shit,
they already know, so they can't do nothing in town.
She can't even smoke a blunt with me if I see her out after some shit. Like, you get caught up like that, you can't even smoke a blunt with me.
Anytime they say the FBI, Homeland Security, then the local task force, that's telling you something right there.
Hey, check this out. I ain't going to end the show, but I'm about to hang up. So if y'all want to talk, the motherfucker show will cut off by itself because I gotta get ready. I got to go out of town tomorrow.
Yeah,
well,
y'all good? I
got to
go to the doctor in the morning, too.
Yeah, I got to go bust the snow off my face. I got to wash my goddamn body, etc. I think we leave it about 9 in the morning. So, you know, man, I mean, it's been wonderful, Mr. E. I'm glad you out the spittle. I'm glad that you're doing good. I'm glad that you buy your goddamn brother and your mama them to win.
Yeah, I'm working on some tracks. I'm going to load this keyboard up and then fire the computer up and work on some tracks in about another hour. Take me a little power nap. Yeah, I'll be up all night.
Yeah, shit. I'm telling you, I've been in and out. I was so burnt the last fucking couple of days just doing like 1,000 things. So, you know, hell, I talk to y'all. Man, I holler at y'all. I mean, hell, we ain't going to be on Wednesday, but we'll be on Friday. You know
okay,
what I mean?
I tap in Friday.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, hell, if my wife is gambling like a motherfucker and I got my laptop, I'll probably tune in on Wednesday. There ain't no telling. I'll let y'all know. Y'all see it.
Okay. All right, y'all. Be safe. Have fun. All right.
All right, man. Love y'all.
All right.
I love you.
Love y'all too.
All right. Yeah.